You're listening to the Podcast Mastery Podcast with your host, Seth Goldstein. On each episode, Seth discusses a podcasting tip or trick to help you get better at podcasting or being a guest on podcasts. Seth has more than 15 years of experience in the podcasting space, so sit back, relax, and let's learn something.
Hey, everybody, it's Seth from Podcast Mastery. It's been a while since I've podcasted on here. And I apologize. I've been very busy with Entrepreneurs Enigma over on entrepreneursenigma.com and Digital Marketing Dive over digitalmarketingdive.com. Entrepreneurs Enigma is going on 300 episodes. I can't believe how many episodes I've done of that show. Started that in 2021 as a pandemic project. And it's been a wild ride. Interviewed some really interesting people on that show. And Digital Marketing Dives on this fourth season. That's been a good time as well. This kind of goes to show how pivoting is not a bad thing in podcasting. Format changes are not a bad thing either. Digital Marketing Dive was very much an interview show. It was a two co-hosts and a guest interview show for three seasons. And that was complex. That was an interesting way of doing it. I wanted to try that format. And it was hard to organize. All right, here's when the co-host can do it. Here's when I can do it. Here's when the guest can do it. So instead, in season four, it was just me and my buddy Brian Griffiths, where we just would take a topic for the episode, and we would just riff on that for a half an hour, talking about digital marketing topic of choice. And it was easier because it was just me scheduling with Brian and not trying to schedule a three-way call. So that was interesting. And I feel like that kind of comes to the topic I want to talk about today is just get started. And it means like you try things in your podcast. It's a forgiving medium. When you think about podcasting, it's not NPR. It's not the CBC. It's not the BBC. It's not this buttoned up medium, or it doesn't have to be this buttoned up medium. It can be a medium where you have fun with it. You should have fun with it. If you're not having fun, you shouldn't be doing the podcast because it's a lot of work. And thinking about it takes a lot to do a podcast. So you might start off with one idea and run with it for a few episodes and say, I want to try this way. And you can do that. There's nothing wrong with doing that. Trying stuff out, publishing it to the world, getting feedback, sharing it, asking for feedback is key. And either taking the feedback or ignoring it, whatever you wanted to do. But that's how you get better. You get better with reps. You get better with doing the act of podcasting. And if you're shy and you are afraid that people are going to say no to be on your podcast, if you want to do an interview podcast or have someone on your show to interview, don't be scared because most people want to talk to you and want to be on your show if it's relevant to them because people like to talk about themselves. Anyhow, Digital Marketing Dive has been through four seasons. I think we're at like 105, 106 total episodes. Four seasons, so I can't really remember. I know it's four seasons. And we're on episode 8 of the fourth season. That also comes to another thing, is that you want to think about how you want to structure your show. Do you want to have it as seasons? Have a certain like finite amount of episodes and then stop for a few weeks, stop for a month, and then start your next season. And that way just as long as you let people know that this is the plan for the show, there shouldn't be a problem with doing that. So I've done both. Clearly I've done both. Entrepreneurs Enigma, one of the hardest things to say, is going on 300 episodes consecutively. I think I've missed like 1 week. It's a labor of love, but it's not a seasonal podcast. It's 300 episodes in the first season, which means that I'm not going to make it another season. I'm going to just keep going with it. There's two ways to think about it. If you want to have an end time, an end date for your show, for at least the first season, plan on that at the beginning and then get to that point, Say hey, everyone. That's the end of the season. We'll see everyone in a week or two. We're going to take a break, and we're going to come back in a few weeks, however you want to say it. And then come back in a few weeks and record season two. So those are my thoughts for today. If you want to reach out to me, always can reach out to me at hey@podcastmastery.coach. Like, subscribe, follow me in any podcast directory of your choice. I'm in all of them. Also, I have a community on the school platform called podcastmastery.community. You go to podcastmastery.community, you can go right to it. It's a freemium community where you can chat with myself and my co-hosts and all the like-minded people who are in the community who are going about podcasting like you are. And then there's a premium tier where you can get group coaching calls with me, leading with the small groups, or a mastermind, or webinars and stuff like that. So check it out at the podcastmastery.community. And I'll see everyone, hopefully sooner than the last time.